Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. Often seen along the side of the highway, porcupines are somewhat notorious in Alaska as roadkill. But these animals, like any other that sticks around for the winter, have some pretty cool survival adaptations when it comes to, well, almost anything but vehicles. Porcupines don't migrate, don't hibernate, and don't cache food, so one of the only options left is to brave the cold and not starve. But up until around 10 years ago, there hadn't been much research done on exactly how porcupines manage this, particularly in Alaska. In fact, one of the first longer-term studies was conducted by biologists in Alaska and turned up some interesting tidbits. Similar to other animals, porcupines spend some time bulking up in the summer and fall, and they put on an impressive amount of weight for their size. Observations made through the 4-year study indicated that just over half of a porcupine's weight is made up of fat by the winter. While this is common for several different types of northern mammals, it is less common for rodents to use this approach to winter due to their smaller size. This impressive amount of fat is imperative, because while porcupines continue to eat throughout the winter, their diet is not only very low on nutrients, but also contains some toxins that the porcupine has to process. Porcupines rely largely on the inner bark of spruce and birch trees, but are also known to consume large amounts of spruce needles, which contain something called plant secondary metabolites, or toxic compounds the plant uses to protect it from being eaten. It's the same reason that we make spruce tip tea in the spring and not the rest of the year. Porcupines actually expend extra energy to process and excrete these toxins. Over the course of the winter, they will lose about 30% of their body fat. Porcupines save energy in the winter by reducing the area that they travel in to find food, sometimes by as much as 80 to 90%. This serves a few different purposes. One is that the porcupine doesn't expend valuable energy traveling through the many acres it might cover the rest of the year, even if it means less variety in food. Additionally, porcupines will make dens, and just like us after a heavy snowfall, they need to keep the paths to their dens plowed in order to access them. Studies have shown that mortality rates for porcupines generally increase in heavy snowfall years due to higher predation and increased likelihood for starvation, largely as a result of less mobility. Porcupines don't use their dens for hibernation, but rather for protection in bad weather. And while they are generally pretty solitary creatures, they have also been known to den with other porcupines when the temperatures drop. They also do not lower their core body temperature, another common survival method for smaller mammals that helps reduce metabolism. Once again, bulking up during the summer is imperative for making it through the long winter months. Also protecting the porcupine is an undercoat of fur. We always think of quills when it comes to porcupines, and for good reason, as they're estimated to have about 30,000 of them. Knowing this, it isn't surprising that their name comes from an old French word meaning thorn pig. But additionally, porcupines also have long, coarse guard hairs and a soft, dense undercoat, which, along with their hollow quills, helps to insulate them and keep them warm. Any animal that survives through the winter in Alaska has to have an arsenal of adaptations. Porcupines are no exception. Just keep an eye out when you're on the road. This is Shannon Moore, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 35 years.